Naldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions. When EAL learners are withdrawn from classes for intervention, it's usually during languages time. Is this good practice?
Any intervention for EAL learners which withdraws them from the classroom will need to be carefully considered. As with all learners, they have an entitlement to a broad and balanced curriculum. Withdrawal from mainstream lessons will need to be balanced against pupils' entitlement. Having to catch up any lessons that have been missed also places an additional workload on EAL learners when they are already learning subject content and language at the same time. Where a withdrawal model of intervention is used, it is most effective for EAL learners when there is an explicit link to what is being taught in the classroom. Pupils should be able to apply the skills they have gained so that they achieve better in the classroom context. EAL learners are already experienced language learners. They are used to switching between languages and drawing comparisons between them, which enables them to learn a new language more quickly. In fact, EAL learners are frequently more successful at learning new languages than their English-speaking peers, and often feel confident in this environment, as everyone is at a similar starting point. Their pronunciation is often more accurate, as they already have a greater repertoire of sounds at their disposal and are used to listening carefully. They may be less inhibited at taking risks with a language, and will participate more fully, and there may also be similarities with a language they already know, for example, Polish and German. To conclude, withdrawal from languages is generally not best practice, as this is one area of the curriculum where EAL learners generally excel.